bite, bite. Chew, chew, chew. Bite what you chew with the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
And welcome back to hour number two of the Computer Corner. We're talking about the ins and outs of updating your software programs and, of course, celebrating Father's Day, Flag Day, and anything else that's going on out there.
Salsa style.
And we continue to get people chiming in from outside of the Phoenix metro area.
We just got one from Tucson.
Yeah?
And funny enough, it's from my dad.
On Father's Day?
On Father's Day, yeah. Wow. He says, hey, I listen to you guys. I started reading. I'm like, hey, this is cool. Another one from Tucson. I listen to you guys every chance I get. La, 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 la. Doing a great job. Remember our troops? Love, Bill Disney. Of course, that's my dad. Hey, that's cool. Hey.
Much love to the father.
Happy Father's Day and, word to your father.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Shall we do our Geek Speak of the Week?
We could do our Geek Speak of the Week, I suppose, if you really want to. I got to kind of slow you down, and here comes our Geek Speak of the Week music. Sounds a lot like our news music, but a little different.
Wow, we have a very high budget on this show.
Yes, we do.
We could use the gong instead.
No.
This week's Geek Speak of the Week is mouse trapping. It's a technique that forces a user to remain on a particular, usually pornographic, web page. Once you're at a website that uses this technique, you suddenly lose control of your browser. Every time you click your mouse, it does something else that you don't want it to do.
It does.
So what can you do to fight that? We recommended a pop-up killer a while back in one of our...
We did?
Yes, in one of our newspaper columns. If you go to computerproblems.com and type in pop-ups, you'll see my column on that and a link to the free program that works wonderfully.
My column. Me,
hey,
me,
you're
me,
free to start writing
me,
on a weekly
me,
basis,
me,
pal.
Me. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
My bad.
Something other than memos.
Oh, man. We're going to have a little off-air fight. Discussion.
But anyway, yeah, if you become a victim of mouse trapping, if you accidentally fall into one of these sites, this pop-up killer known as Free Surfer.
Free Surfer Mark something.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a big, long name.
It actually has a panic button, too, but it will actually kill those pop-ups that try to just launch by themselves through mouse trapping. So.
Yes, very cool stuff.
Not to be confused with mouse droppings.
By the way, I've got a number 48 if you're ready for that. But you can continue. I thought you were done.
No.
My bad.
Our WebAttack free download of the week from our buddy Marco over at WebAttack.com, the Internet's premier place to find free and low-cost software.
Yes.
It's a program that prevents your Internet connection from appearing idle or inactive. This is for dial-up users. It's called Connection Keeper, and it'll automatically simulate a button click to close pop-up windows and more. If you're one of the millions out there with dial-up, you don't want to get disconnected through inactivity, you can download this program. And if you have an always-on connection, if you have a broadband connection, this is
you don't need
for
this. Not for you. Yeah.
Check it out.
We're not talking to you.
All right. Back to the mail, back to the thoughts, back to the... Oh, let's get back to the updating stuff since the theme of the show is about updating.
Oh, yeah. We could do that,
I guess. We talked earlier about certain programs that you may not want to jump right in and get updates on.
Yes.
Yeah. One of them is AOL software.
Yeah, I would let a couple other million people do that first. Whenever a new version comes out, which is every about 20 minutes or so, don't download and install that because you got to have the latest, greatest features because generally they have a lot of fixes that come out right after the new version, and if you go through it, you may have a lot of consternation.
Let's not get that confused with when you go to disconnect, how it automatically says I'm updating some stuff.
Right.
There's really not much that you should or could do on that. We're talking about when you go from version X to version X.
And if you're going to go from version X to version X, try not to make too many version X changes at a time. So if you're on version 5 right now, generally when we see the most problems people have, it's they went from 5 to 8, and they skipped 6, 7. And generally with pieces of software, that's not a problem. But for some reason with the AOL stuff, if you're jumping that far, generally it means that you've been on that for a long time on an older computer that's not going to handle the brand new version nearly as well as it might. And that many jumps is oftentimes very scary.
I spoke at
go ahead and just feel free to talk. There you go. There we go. Yeah.
Happy Father's Day. I spoke at a computer club last week, and several of the individuals there that had Windows ME had problems with the Windows Update to the point where they were saying that they were unable to actually boot the machine. And Windows updates can be, or Microsoft's updates can be problematic from time to time. There's various resources we have on our website that kind of explain some of the problems that can happen. So there's all kinds of tips and tricks at our website, datadoctors.com, including an article at pcmagazine.com. When is an update not an update?
When it is actually a back
when it's a down update, I guess.
Yeah.
Huh? All righty.
Downgrade.
Downgrade. Do you have an email before we go back to
the phones? We do. Harold emailed in about air times, and it says, when does the show air?
Now, he used our form on our website.
Right, he did.
To
the form,
ask us.
If he had to scroll down, because at the top of the page that the form was on,
yes,
it showed, you know, here's what we're talking about today. And by the way, it shows up there, the date and time
get out
that the show airs.
No. So I think maybe this is where number 48 may come in.
In case anybody out there is wondering, the Computer Corner, we air every Saturday at 10 a.m.
10 to 11:45. Right. Actually, we're on the air right now.
In fact, we are.
In case you didn't know it.
But Harold, and I hope you take this in the humor that it's intended, you have officially now become...
Bonehead of the Day.
Now we can have somebody else unseat him.
You never know.
Yeah, so if you'd like to claim your stake at Bonehead of the Day, feel free to let us know.
Maybe, in fact, Joe and Gilbert would like the honor.
Joe and Gilbert.
Hola.
Hola, como estas?
Yes.
Bien.
All right.
Hey. I created a folder on my desktop, and I'm done with that folder, but whenever I go to delete it,
yes,
it pops back up.
Ooh, you have an auto-creating folder thing.
So, wait a minute, it gives you an error, it can't delete, or it deletes and then comes right back?
Oh, it deletes it for maybe about an hour or so, and then it will pop back up.
All right. Is there a chance that this... Oh, I got that. Hang on.
Yours.
Here we are.
Wow. My eardrums just exploded.
They're good for you.
That's Spanish, right? Exploded?
Yeah, you didn't need eardrums, so it's okay.
So you have this folder. You created it originally?
Yes.
Okay, and then you said, okay, I'm done with this. You got rid of it, and then you turned around, and it's like a Bugs Bunny commercial.
Exactly.
Ooh,
you got an idea?
Ooh, I got an idea.
Yeah?
Yeah. When you created this folder, did you create it because it was like for some kind of thing that you downloaded that was a program you were going to install?
No.
Oh, my idea is out the window then. Because what sometimes will happen is you'll install a program and it'll install to a directory on your machine that it needs to have created. You delete it and it recreates the directory every time you use that program because, you know, it needs a place to store its temporary files or whatever.
What was or is inside of that folder?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? What version of Windows would you be using, pray tell?
I'm using XP.
XP Home or
Home.
Professional?
You're just asking a bunch of questions just to ask questions.
Fill airtime.
He's hoping that at one point you'll say, I don't know, and then he'll say, oh, I can't help you.
Can't help you, yeah. you have administrative access to this system?
You're logging in as administrator or an equivalent is what he's asking.
Right, I have it.
I'm trying to keep the Spanish flavor, so
the only thing I can think of is somehow a older version of the system is being restored, or, that's curious.
You've got up-to-date antivirus, and you've scanned everything on your machine to make sure you don't have something wacky?
Right.
See, we've seen that from programs that put that thing, every time you run it, it throws that stuff out there, but what used to be inside of that folder?
Just some MP3 file.
Hmm. I can't think of any reason why it would just keep reappearing.
Well, that's definitely strange.
Yes.
It's a ghost that won't go away.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
we would say then to just live with it? No.
No. Let's ask the listeners out there that are typically much more intelligent than us.
Well, there's a lot more of them than there are of the two of us.
Well, yeah, somebody else may have run across this. That's a new one on me. Yeah. I don't, very rarely do we say, never heard of that.
Yeah, we don't even have a good suggestion of where to like point you either, because that's very obscure and strange and weird. And
I have an idea. Go to Google and type reappearing deleted folder.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see if it helps you out. And we're also going to throw the gauntlet out to listeners. If you've had this problem and you found a solution.
Yes, let us know.
You've got the line here, or better yet, because it's busy probably, just go to our website and email us and say, hey, here's the fix, you dummies.
Yeah.
Duh.
You big dummy.
Yeah. All right?
All righty. Thanks.
Hey, we'll see if we can call on the masses to help.
Hey, did Joe say thanks for nothing?
Okay, yeah, thanks for nothing.
Yeah, you're welcome.
It's the show that...
The Bonehead Geek of the Week.
What's that?
We get the Bonehead of the Day.
All right, there we go.
We'll take it.
All right.
Bye.
Strange.
That's weird stuff.
Strange but true. You know what? One of our techs probably is listening and going, come on,
come
you
on,
guys.
You guys. You should know that. Come on, that's like third graders. You know, Adam's going to probably bonehead us.
Yeah, there we go.
You watch. We got to go to a break here, but when we come back.
Must we?
Wait, we already did our Geeks. We got more calls and questions. That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do.
We're going to burn through as many of those as we can. We got a free line open right now.
And we're
going to
talk as fast as we can.
602-277-5827. 277-KTAR.
Sunday.
Ken and Brandon back right after this. The London.